Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, and on this podcast, we're going to discuss how a blog author on the BioLogos website helped Darwin's universal acid burn God right out of religion. In the book Darwin's Dangerous Idea, new atheist philosopher Daniel Dennett famously describes Darwinism as a universal acid that, quote, eats through just about every traditional religious concept, unquote, including religion. Well, the theistic evolution group, BioLogos, has recently approvingly posted an article by evolutionary psychologist Matt Rossano disclaiming the idea that evolution poses any threat to belief in God. Rossano's article concludes, quote, "The more we understand evolution, the less it seems neither like the bogeyman creationist fear nor the universal God-dissolving acid some atheists crave," unquote. Well, that sure sounds nice, but is it true? Let's look at Rossano's own writings to see if it is true. In Rossano's recent book, Supernatural Selection: How Religion Evolved, he argues that religion itself exists because it evolved by unguided natural selection as an adaptation and was therefore not something created by God. In Dr. Rossano's own words, quote, "This book seems to answer a very straightforward question. How did religion come to be? While there may or may not have been a time before God, there most certainly was a time before the idea of God or gods. This time cannot be found in documented human history, however, but only in human evolutionary history or prehistory. Thus, religion came to be because religion evolved." Though not intending sacrilege, this book does aim to provide a clearly specified step-by-step model of religion's evolutionary history. I strongly contend that religion is, or maybe was, an adaptation. I'm well aware that for some folks, calling religion an adaptation amounts to nothing less than heresy, unquote. So there you have it. According to Rossano, religion exists not because God imparted the religious impulse to human beings or because God revealed some special truth about himself to humanity, as most religions claim. Rather, Rossano would have you believe that religion is an adaptation and, quote, "religion came to be because religion evolved," unquote. Seems like Rossano just helped Darwin's universal acid eat God right out of the origin of religion. Yet he expects us to accept his shiny happy assertion that Darwinian evolution is in no way a universal God-dissolving acid. Consider also this passage from Rossano's book, where science has supposedly eroded many religious beliefs. He states, quote, "Expanding scientific knowledge steadily eroded the credibility of many supernatural religious concepts. As our understanding of, and to some degree control over, the natural world increased, the need to appeal to the supernatural forces was reduced, or eliminated," unquote. But Rossano and BioLogos want you to believe that the notion that Darwinian evolution is a universal God-dissolving acid is a fiction invented by angry atheists and scared creationists. What's really happening here? Some might say that Matt Rossano is deliberately talking out of both sides of his mouth, preaching a God-friendly version of evolution to the public through the medium of BioLogos, but then promoting God-dissolving evolutionary explanations for religion in his professional work. Perhaps that's part of it, but after looking through his book, Supernatural Selection, I'm more inclined to think that his position is just logically incoherent, but somehow he doesn't see that. Rossano hopes he can save religion from science by the mere declaration that science can say nothing about God. Thus he writes in his book, quote, "Whether God exists or not falls outside of the objective realm. It is subjective. The issue of God's existence is irresolvable, and it is irrational to debate irresolvable issues," unquote. Again, that might sound nice, but the effect of Rossano's position is to deny theists the ability to argue for their point of view. Most atheists are well aware that Rossano is wrong. So religious believers who adopt his position unwittingly concede, quite unnecessarily, the debate over religion to atheists. Since Rossano's own professional work removes God from the origin of religion, he's in the unusual position of being both the fiddler and the arsonist as religion is burned up by Darwin's universal acid. My chapter in the book God and Evolution rebuts Rossano's losing strategy, yet closes with the following encouraging news. Someday, perhaps soon, these atheists believe, Darwin's universal acid will complete its task and there won't be anything left for religious persons to defend. Surely the more compelling response to the new atheist's war against religion, if it is supported by the data, is a sound, civil, and compelling demonstration that their scientific arguments are wrong. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Casey Luskin with ID the Future. As the year of 2011 comes to an end, I want to thank you for listening to Discovery Institute's ID the Future podcast. It's been gratifying this past year to hear comments from students who tell us that ID the Future helps them get through their pro-Darwin biased courses and keeps them informed of the ID world. I hope that ID the Future has benefited you this past year as well. It takes money to create ID the Future, as well as all of the other work we do here at Discovery Institute. For example, much of the work that I do defending academic freedom for pro-ID scientists doesn't happen in a vacuum. We need the support of ID the Future listeners to keep these important projects going. If you'd like to make a contribution, go to www.idthefuture.com and click the donate button. Just go to idthefuture.com and click the orange donate button on the left-hand side. Thanks again for listening and for supporting us this past year.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.